Have your Bibles this morning. The book of Philemon, chapter number 1. And I'm going to read here some verses. And in verse number 16, it says, "Not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord." And then in verse 17, and we read these verses Wednesday night, but we coming back to them this morning. It says, "If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If he hath wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it. Albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me, even thine own self besides." Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your blessings. We thank you for these that have come this morning. Thank you for the Word of God. We just ask you to help us now, that we would be an able minister of the Word of God, that you would speak to our hearts. And Father, help us to receive that you'd have for us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. We find here in verse number 17, there's a word. It says, "Receive." If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him. And this morning I just want to preach to you for a few minutes on the thought of receive Onesimus. Receive Onesimus. Now, to receive here in this context means to welcome in, to welcome into, to show hospitality, to friendship. And so to be inviting, to be welcoming, he said, receive him. I would venture to say that all of us have been someplace at one time or another that we felt like that they probably were not very receiving. They were not very welcoming. We felt like maybe if we could just get out of there, we might not go back. On the other side of that coin, we probably all at one time or another might have been that person that was not so receiving of another. We might have been that one that was giving off that vibe that we're not that receiving. And especially if we had been spited in the way that Philemon had been spited, we just wouldn't have been that welcoming. You see, Onesimus was a slave of Philemon. And he had robbed his master and he had fled to Rome. He was on the run. Boy, he was getting out of there. Kind of reminds me of somebody else. Reminds me of us. You know what God did in the beginning? God created us in His image and in His likeness. And amen, He put Adam and Eve in that garden. And amen, and they sinned against God. We might say they robbed God. You know what they did? They went and hid. You know what we was doing before God saved us? We was hiding. We was on the run. We was outside, amen, of the grace of God. And this is Onesimus. He's done took off and he's went to Rome. He's got down there at a place that, he probably felt like that was a good place to maybe just to blend in, that he could get away and nobody would find him. But something happened to him while he was down there. Philemon didn't find him. I don't even think that we could really say that Paul found him, but God found him. Amen. And through the preaching of Paul, amen, he was saved, he was converted, and amen, and everything in his life changed. And now here he is under Paul's tutelage, and everything has changed since he's been converted, and Paul is sending him back home. He's sending him back to Philemon. But he sent him back with this message, with this word, as he's going back to Philemon. And the word is receiving. Receiving. Welcoming. Now, see, for us, that's where sometimes I said if we'd have been spited the way, done wrong the way Philemon was, we might not have been so ready to receive him. But Paul said, he said, you receive him. He said, you welcome him. I mean, he robbed you. He done you wrong. He was on the run. But amen, he's coming home. He's coming back. And he said, you receive him. I thought about us. I thought about maybe what Jesus might have said when God saved us. Amen, Jesus. He said, you receive Chris. Amen, you receive Robert, Ron. Amen, Joy, Barbara, amen. You receive them, amen, why? For my sake. And Paul said, amen, you receive them. You receive him, amen, in that verse. If thou count me therefore a partner. If you count me a partner, receive them. If you count me a partner, receive. Listen, after all that we have done, we can still be received by God because of Christ Jesus. He'll still receive us into fellowship with Himself. The Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 17 and verse 23, Jesus speaking here, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me as thou hast loved me. Well, what a love. He said, let them know that thou lovest them as thou hast loved me. God loves us like He loved Jesus. Let that sink in for a little bit. That He loves us as He loved Jesus. We read Wednesday evening about as the Christian, as we are converted, that we have been accepted into the beloved. That we've been accepted into the beloved, which means that God has received us into fellowship with Himself. Amen. Receive Onesimus. If you count me a partner. He said, you receive him. Now then, what we see here and what we get, he's not telling him to receive Onesimus because of who he is. He said, but if you count me a partner, you receive him. Amen. Because, well, what he's going to be profitable to you because of what's taken place. And he even goes as far in the verse where he said, because if he's wronged you, and whatever it is that he has taken from you. What was it that we took from God? But on the cross, what Jesus said, whatever that they have taken from you, I will repay. Amen. Paul said, he said, whatever he owes you, he said, I will repay. Amen. You might not think you can count on Onesimus, but do you think you can count on Paul? Are we partners? You know me. You know my heart. Amen. And boy, if we could say that of Paul, what can we say about Jesus? Amen. When he said, when he died on the cross, and he's there hanging between heaven and earth, and he says, it is finished. Whatever's owed, he said, I will repay. Amen. And because of that, we've been accepted into the blood. What a blessing it was for Onesimus to be a comrade of Paul. You know, we find that throughout Scripture. That different ones, it was good here. Onesimus had met Paul, got converted in Paul. And what a blessing that was for him to be a comrade of Paul. A lot of times I think about Lot. Boy, what a blessing it was that he had Abraham for an uncle. Amen. That was a blessing that Abraham was his uncle, because let me tell you, Lot could get himself in a mess. Not only could he did. But Abraham was his uncle. And I thought a lot of times about them old boys of Noah. I don't know what got said about them while they was building that boat and everybody else going about eating, drinking, and being merry, and said, boys, y'all come on with us. I can't believe y'all doing this. But amen, on that day when amen, they God closed the door and it started raining. Boy, it was a blessing to be one of Noah's boys. Amen. They was thankful that Noah was their daddy. And I tell you what, one of these days, when this old world comes to an end, we're going to be thankful. We're going to be thankful that Jesus was our elder brother. That God is our Father. That Jesus died in our place. That we're partners with Him. That, amen, that because of what He's done, amen, we can have fellowship and we can be received into the fellowship of the Father because of what Jesus has done for us. What a privilege to be able to call Jesus our friend. And He says you receive Him. And what He says in that verse there, He says, receive Him as myself. Receive Him as myself. I'm not wanting you to receive Him as a slave. That's not how I'm asking you to receive Him. I'm not even asking you to receive Him as a pardoned slave. I'm not asking you to receive Him as a freed man. But He said, I'm asking you to receive Him as myself. As an apostle of God. I mean, I believe what He was asking Him really there was, I want you to receive Him as a child of God. As a brother, as a sister, you receive Him. Amen. As you would, He said, as you would receive me. And amen, Paul was God's, the apostle of God. He said, you receive Him in that way. You see, like so many Christians, Onesimus, he left one way, but he returned another. Amen. There's a lot of us that struck out in life one way, but amen, God brought us back another. The prodigal son, he left one way. He left where his old heart swelled up in pride. Give me what belongs to me. I'm going out into this world. But amen, he come back a different way. I'm not worthy to be called your son. He said, just let me be with one of your hired servants. Onesimus left. He left one way, but amen, he returned another. He left a lost man. He returned a saved man. Amen. Once he was lost, but now he was found. He was blind, but now he could see. He was coming home. And Paul said, you receive him. Receive him. Boy, I'm thankful this morning that God will receive us. After everything that we've done, and listen, a lot of people have a problem with that. They think, well, you know what? I need to fix some things before I kind of get in church and get. No, I mean, you just need to get right with God because you can't fix it. We can't do enough to be accepted by God. Amen. We have to rely on what Jesus has done so that God will accept us because of Jesus. And amen, we can come home. But we can't get everything fixed. We can't get all our ducks in a row and then say, okay, I think now we're good enough we can try to come. No. Onesimus was on a run. And I don't know where. Maybe on the street somewhere. Maybe he slipped in. But amen, he heard Paul preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. To everyone that believes, it's the power of God unto salvation. He preached the gospel. Onesimus heard. And amen, he was a changed man. And Paul said, he said, you receive Onesimus. Now, I want to shift gears just a little bit. Because I want to, as we think about this, we think about old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. and what's taking place right here. And I believe we can see this in this particular story. In verse 19, I have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it. We see all that Paul's doing. Onesimus is coming home. He's left, but now he's back. He was lost, but now he's found. And we can see that in Christianity has compassion on those that are erring. Christianity has or should have compassion on those that are erring. That's what Onesimus, he was out of the way. Paul, he was converted. There's second chances with God. Amen. There's second and third and fourth. There's a lot of chances. Now don't get me wrong, there comes a time. The Bible talks about God, He extends periods of time and we don't ever know when the last calls are coming. But God don't just give us one chance and we're done. Even as Christians, we stumble and we fall and we have to get back up. But Christianity has compassion for the erring. And Paul had compassion on Onesimus, and he was asking here for Philemon. He said, have compassion on him. Amen, amen. The Christian benefactor remembers how much he's been forgiven, or she's been forgiven. You remember what Paul said about himself? We mention it often. He said, I was the chief among sinners. But God had mercy and compassion on me. God has received me. He received me, Paul, who was the chiefest of sinners. And he remembered that. And he said, receive Onesimus. He's done you wrong, but he ain't nearly as bad as I once was. Amen. We remember. As Christians, we remember. God, help us to remember. Help us to remember what it was like on the other side. Now, sometimes, God, help us, because sometimes we as Christians, we get to acting like we've been saved all our life. We get to acting like we was born saved, and ain't never done nothing wrong. But the Bible tells us different. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So the Christian benefactor remembers how much that he has been forgiven. Therefore, it's easier for us to show compassion for those that are erring. Also, Christianity is a partnership in divine and spiritual treasures, which it invites all men to share. Just because Onesimus was lost, he didn't have to be lost forever. I don't know how it happened. I don't know how the conversion happened. Don't know. It could have been a meeting. It could have been one-on-one. But him and Paul come into contact with him. Paul, here's what he wanted him to know. He wanted him to know that it don't tell us. But Paul might have just found him one day, and they got talking. Paul told him, said, well, I'll tell you what. I want to tell you what happened to me. I was lost as lost could be. I was on the way down to kill some folks, to take some folks captive from the church. I was on the run, and I was headed down to Damascus Road, and right there on the road, Jesus came and He rescued me. He shone a light and He saved me in that very day, in that very hour, and He changed my life forever.
Amen.
Amen. He may have just given him a testimony. But whatever he did. What he was telling Onesimus was, listen, I've been there, brother. You can be free. You can be at liberty. This freedom that I have in Christ Jesus is not just for me, but it's for whosoever will come, can take of this water of life freely. Won't you come? And he accepted the invitation. He came. Because, what we're doing this morning, this treasure that we have, God help us that we have a desire to share it with others that they might receive. He said, receive Onesimus. Receive him. Have we been received? Have we been received into the family of God? Has Jesus paid all of our debts? Have we accepted that? Because the last thing here this morning, Christianity raises the worst of slaves to the highest freedom.
Amen.
It takes the very worst of the slaves. We mentioned that's what Paul said he was. That's how Paul viewed himself. And it raises them to the highest level of freedom. Paul said, I'm free. I've been set at liberty. Amen. Because of what Jesus has done. Philemon, Onesimus coming home. But this ain't the same Onesimus that left. You might not even recognize this one. You know, when he gets there. Because he's seeing everything different. And he said, you receive him. He said, but I want you to know, he said, if he has wronged you in any way, he said, just put that on my account.
Amen.
He said, I'll pay it. I'm thankful that Jesus made it possible for God to receive us, to receive me, and to give us this freedom, to take us who were bound by sin and set us free, set us in the liberty of God, that we could walk and be free men and women to be what God would have us to be. And I pray, God, help us to welcome others. Help us to receive the Onesimus that's around here that we run into. God, help us to receive them, to witness and to be a light and to welcome them into the family of God, if only they will believe. The word from Paul was, if thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. I pray this morning that we've been received as Jesus. I pray that we've been free. And I pray, God, help us as we stand this morning. God, give us a heart that we might receive others. Amen.